Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Giving you a shout-out from North Carolina. We are at another hotel locally here. Beautiful hotel. I feel privileged every time we come here. It's a Hampton Inn, and it is, friends, it's second to none. I just wanted to give them a shout-out and say thank you very much. We are in Charlotte, North Carolina, broadcasting live. And, friends, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, well, actually in front of me right now, is my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook, check out some of the uploads, did some churches. We've actually went to John Adams's house on Saturday, and then we also went to the Plymouth Rock, as did we go to the Matrix Liberty. Matrix of Liberty is properly called. We'll share some more details as we kind of roll things out here in just a couple minutes, but again, if you'd like to check those out, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to both of my websites, Bradley Dean double E, one personal, one fan page. Again, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And again, friends, I'm constantly loading them up, except when I'm asleep, of course. Folks, just wanted to let you know phone lines are inaccessible right now. Sorry about that. Again, we're on the road broadcasting live out of the Hampton Inn in Charlotte, North Carolina, and along with that, I needed to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio, and the next question I have to ask is, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Well, we are certainly excited because the Sons of Liberty is boots on the ground this week. We are out and about doing several events. In fact, Bradley just got done doing a great church out on Sunday. Drove practically the entire night to get there, but we got there and it was well worth it. So we'll talk more about that later. But first of all, I want to highlight the new product of the week this week. Of course, monthly sponsors get 25% off of the product of the week every week. And in honor of Veterans Day, we want to give a very warm, sincere thank you to all of our veterans out there today. But not just today, every day we thank our veterans.
With our actions.
You know, one time Bradley wrote... That's right. One time Bradley wrote an article called Memorial Day is not just Memorial Day. Basically, Memorial Day is every day. So for us, we honor and thank our veterans for their sacrifice every day of the week here on the Sons of Liberty. But in special honor and highlight of your service, we are doing a Veterans Day appreciation of our Price CD. Now, the Price CD, just so you know, is the latest release from Junkyard Prophet, which was voted second best unsigned band in the nation by HM Magazine. The Price features 13 rockin' tunes. And these tunes are not just, I mean, they really are, when we say rock and they're smoking, because so many times when you look at Christian music, I'll just, you know, be quite frank here, it's kind of cheesy, second rate,
well,
not really
just,
in your...
Just be our pretty little princess. We don't want you to be frank.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not really...
Did you get that?
Sorry
about that.
Well, okay, so I'm pretty princess here is saying that the Price CD is very rockin', but one time, the Weekly Standard, actually, out of Washington, D.C., came on tour with us, and they called us... The one thing that he said that he feared was
Matt
that our music would basically stink. But he was happy that it didn't stink. He called us like saggy pants Elijahs on Mount Carmel, and he liked our music because it was in your face. It wasn't cheesy. It was the truth.
He told us that. He was on the tour with us for 7 days, and he told us that. And, of course, we weren't going to go deliver second-rate anything in the name of Christ. It had to be approving those things that are excellent, as Scripture tells us, and we want the best to be delivered to the world because Christ deserved the best because God gave his best, and that being in Jesus Christ.
And I think he was pleasantly surprised, needless to say. So for those of you looking out there for some good music, especially for your young teens, if they're listening to trashy music right now, you don't like it, this would be a great thing to get them for Christmas. But it contains new and updated messages that honor our veterans and challenge each and every one of us to make a difference in America. So for those of you who'd like to order, please go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. The CD is a $15 donation, but remember, monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week. Not this week only, but every week, and we are excited about that.
You ever see, remember The Price is Right from when we were kids? We used to watch Bob Barker.
Oh, yeah, Bob Barker.
And the models used to, you know, they'd kind of like use their fingers and they would.
Ta-da-da-da.
Yeah, they would pull their hands out. And when I listen to you, that's what I envision is a lady acting that way. Friend, she is just as cheesy. That's why I tell you, always bring your crackers.
But it's
and I'm not
all
saying
natural.
That condescendingly. I'm
I know,
saying,
it is natural. Right. I mean, it's hard for me to be not happy, which is good because you don't want me to grump all
I'm
the
not
time.
Saying the cheese stinks.
All right, thank all right, you. Okay. The cheese is very
cheesy.
Aromatic.
Yes, aromatic. Ooh.
I like that.
Fresh.
Well, you know, we want to hear from some of our Sons of Liberty faithful supporters out there, and this is a good one that we had on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Rob, you from Illinois, said this: I just started listening to Bradley on the Sons of Liberty Radio on TSL about a month ago. He is unashamed and not afraid to confront the demonic school boards, LGBT, or any liberal Marxist constitutional destroying group. Very good.
Why
very
would
observant.
Any American patriot be afraid to speak out against those things? I
That's
mean, if
right.
they understand the price of freedom, they would be speaking out first and foremost without any reservation.
Yeah, exactly. But what he says is he knows his Constitution, American history, and the Bible. Love him, 3 exclamation points, says what our preachers should be saying, but they don't.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because there was a black regiment that established this country through their very...
Well, they were the forerunners to our forefathers.
That's
but
right.
also keep in mind, they had forerunners to their black regiment to our forefathers.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about the Mayflower Compact in just a couple minutes
yeah,
here.
Yeah, very exciting stuff we've kind of experienced out here so far. But another great response we got on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook was Chris. Chris said, thank you for reminding me daily the power we have through him. And that was Chris. And I also like this. Now, we want to kind of throw out gold nuggets of truth. This is a good one that's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. This is one from our founding forefather, Mr. John Hancock. Mr. John Hancock was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. And you know what I love about John Hancock? I was noticing this when I was looking at all the signatures at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. His is like smack dab in the center, unabashed, unashamed,
first signer.
Right there. And that's what he wanted to do, that you know, King George would be able to see his name right there front and center. So he was really standing. And this is what he said. He said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us.
Interesting.
That was Mr. John Hancock.
Really?
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Yeah.
History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229, if you want to check that out for more.
There is no getting away from our Christian heritage.
No
There's
getting none. Away
As a matter
from
of fact,
it.
We're going to highlight that. We went to the Matrix of Liberty, my friends. We're going to come right back with that. You got Bradley and Stephanie Joy, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and the
Pretty Little Princess and Daughters of Liberty.
Oh, no, I'm supposed to say Pretty Little Princess.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed
I
to say
was
Daughters
caught off guard
of
on that one. Okay, Daughters
Folks,
of Liberty.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, guys, will you give me some more crackers? I got to spread some of this cheese out here. All right, we'll be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh.
So, this just came to my aid, and I think people need to understand what we're up against in this country. For those that didn't know, I'm about to share with you, done 350 high schools across the country, did one a couple weeks ago. Going to be doing one just in about a week and a half in front of me. This is how their mind is set against those that are actually doing when making reference to our founding documents. And I just received this. As a matter of fact, I thought I received it this morning. I'm sorry, friends. I posted it last night. So right before I went to bed, I actually posted this letter. And I wanted to show you the mindset as to what you're dealing with in this country. And by the way, again, keep in mind, it's less than 1.7% of the population. By the way, I've been criticized for that as well. Oh, Bradley, there's a lot more than that. There's a lot more than that. I just seen someone actually get the right stat yesterday.
Yeah.
It's actually 1.6% of the population, not 1.7. So I'll stick to my stat.
Yeah. That's
but it's going the other way. It's even smaller than what I originally said. But that doesn't work for the commies, does it?
No.
No. See, when the American people realize that you're up against only a mindset of evildoers, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be encouraged and stand up and throw them in jail where they belong, friends, because for the most part, they do. You ready for this? So again, this is a letter received tonight from one of our tolerant friends. And pay particular attention to the way our friend ended his letter. And then I want you to define hate for me, if you would do that, please. Interesting, interesting stuff. See, this is the kind of information that people, for some reason, will not, you know, inform the American people with that this is what we're up against. We should have a national letter coming out just in a couple of days here as well. But again, I want to let you know the people that we're up against. Folks, you know them as the liberals. You know them as the leftists. And when we're talking about the leftists, we're talking about those that violate the laws of our constitutional republic. And the question I have for you is, where do these people belong? Well, if you look at prison, everyone is treated equally. If you look in prison, they get free food. If you look to the prisons, they get free medical health care. And when you look to prisons, well, you see the only ones that have guns are the police and the guards.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they want? If that's what they want, then let's send them to jail because that's where they belong. Because it's communism. It's not. If it was constitutionally, it was lawful, then why do we have prisons?
That's a good point.
Yes, it is. Would you like to elaborate? Well, because when you high-five me like that, I think it's important that everybody hears that you're high-fiving
me. That was an excellent point.
Yeah,
if you think about it,
my light shine a little bit brighter.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's like communism's like jail, you know, where you're disarmed and everyone else has the arms, you know.
Yep.
You
this is what they want.
They take care of you. You don't have to do anything. You're like a little robot. You get spoon-fed.
Now tell me, after reading this letter, tell me if this mindset doesn't belong in jail.
And this is the first time I've heard this letter live here. So
same here.
Let's do it.
It starts out, "Undear Bradley Dean. I would never use the term dear with someone as loathsome, despicable, and evil as you. You make me want to vomit, you stinking expletive, hypocritical, lying, hateful, bigoted sack of dog waste. How dare you talk about wanting to preserve freedom in America? You only want to impose an evangelical Christian theocracy on America, a totalitarian police state which would be no better than the brutal Islamic theocracies of the Middle East. Just listen to what this man is saying. You are part of the Christian Taliban and a grave threat to freedom in this country. You must be stopped at all costs. How dare you invoke Hitler and the Nazis when you are not much less evil than they were? You stinking expletive. Homosexuality, ? Adultery, ? Abortion, which, by the way, these are all violations of God's moral law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These are private matters, you slimy piece of vomit. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Gosh, I wonder if he would want his...
It's like the radical homosexuals. It's like, leave them alone. Well, nobody... I don't see anybody stirring them up. I see them attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. And as far as the adultery thing goes on, that's a violation of our laws as well.
Maybe he would like the person that he loves to cheat on him. Maybe he's okay with that.
In abortion, I guess that's a private matter,
right,
too. I mean, he probably better tell that to Planned Parenthood then, yeah?
Yeah, I suppose. If his mother thought that abortion was a private matter, he probably wouldn't even be here to have an opinion to write something like this.
Right. A kill in private, I guess.
That's right.
Commit adultery in private and commit the act of homosexuality in private. So we go on. None of your business and none of the government's or the police or the courts.
Can I just add one thing to that?
Yes. Make sure it's intelligent,
right?
Yeah,
if he says, it's all private things, if it's all private things, then why do they push this private homosexual radical agenda in public schools across America?
Exactly. That's what
to
I was trying to say.
Young people.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I was trying to say. He said, don't give me this sickening expletive about freedom given the fact that you literally want the U.S. government in everyone's bedroom. Okay, where he's at, I have no idea. A letter, friends, from one of our radical friends out there. He goes on, this is not what America was meant to be, you blithering idiot and slimy hypocrite. What consenting adults do in private in no one else's business, he said. Get over it, you bigoted expletive. And none of your expletive business, you self-righteous expletive. Church attendance, ? You idiot. There are more than 60 million non-Christians in America, and I am one of them. We do not want your stupid evangelical Christianity shoved down our throats. What's he trying to shove down our throat? I'm just curious. Isn't that amazing?
His beliefs,
100%. What's the state-run media continuously inundating you with, friends? What are they trying to push down your throat? America is not a theocracy, he said. Get over it. You and other fanatical scum have absolutely no right to turn this nation into one. Really? Are they free? Who gave them that freedom?
Just
asking, friends. He said, you expletive, idiot,
I wonder
bigot,
if he had a look up in the dictionary
hater,
some of these words.
Hater of gay people. Hypocritical sack of expletive, fanatical crazed expletive, blimp full of hot air, phony, pathological liar, scheming, devious, slimeball. You're one of the lowest scums of the earth. Homosexuality is not an abomination. You are an abomination. So are you starting to understand, friends, as to who's doing the attacking here? I'd like to take your Bible and shove it up your expletive. The founding fathers are turning in their graves because of repugnant expletives like you who are infesting this nation like a cancer. Do this nation and the world a favor, he says. He said, put your gun to your head and shoot yourself. This would be good use for a gun for once. Or he said, hang yourself. America needs scum like you, like it needs a nuclear disaster or the bubonic plague.
My goodness.
Does that sound like a healthy American patriotic mindset? Does that sound like someone that... that actually should be loosed on a society?
No, I mean, he didn't even, half of his grammar that he chose was not even proper English. He had so many expletives.
Well, that shows
he really had to think. Some of those insults, I mean, he was digging deep. Like, yeah. He must have, you know, chewed on this a little bit to come up with all of these hateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even believe when he said, you know, I'm a non.
Oh, I can.
When he said I'm a non-Christian, it's like, yeah, you think you're a non-Christian, and it's pretty obvious in like the first sentence of what you said. But this is actually it's very disturbing, because when you think about, there's people like this out there in society on a regular basis, and this is the same radical ideology and mentality.
This is what's behind what the state-run media is pushing, friends, for those that did not know.
And this whole mindset, too, is what they're trying to push in public schools with our young people, saying and normalizing things that God called an abomination.
I've never heard this before. I know. You know, I had a guy today. I was talking to a publicist this morning. And he said, why do you suppose you get such the reaction that you do? I said, first of all, it's the word of God. Light reproves darkness. David said he was hated for his love. Jesus said that he was hated by the world for uncovering their sin. And I'm just willing to go ahead and use the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to uncover them for who they really are, because Scripture tells us all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. I also told this publicist, I said, I that's all I have to do is make reference to our founding documents, and these people get all spurred up, because Scripture says when the commandment comes, sin revives. See, their carnal nature is exposed to the law, which is spiritual. And this is exactly what we're up against. They hate law. They're at war with God. There's no question about it. You heard what he wrote. And by the way, friends, I get these kind of letters all the time, talking about blowing up my ministry, talking about raping me, talking about bashing my effing Christian head in. I get them all the time. And again, going back to the publicist, well, Bradley, why do you get such a response? I said, because for the most part, I said, if the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians in this country were doing their job, I said, I wouldn't be the one taking the heat like this by myself for the most part.
You know, and you look for Christ, and what did Christ do? As you mentioned, he took the cloak of covering off their sin. What did he do to merit such a reaction? He was crucified. That's the reaction that he got for speaking the truth.
Yes.
That's our greatest examples. What did he do? He was uncompromising, and he spoke the truth to the people, and they didn't want to hear it.
Well, you remember, right, Stephen, who was martyred, and he was actually stoned to death by the Pharisees of the day. He was one of the apostles, and it's interesting that that's all he basically said. He said, you always resist the Holy Ghost, and the Bible says that they gnashed upon their teeth, and they killed him. That was it. You know, it's interesting when you read the prophets in the Bible, that Micaiah was thrown in prison. When King Asa was actually confronted by Hanani, he was thrown in prison. And you look at Elijah, he was called the troubler of Israel. And when you look at John the Baptist, he lost his head. And man, it's the same spirit exposing darkness. Folks, come right back after this break. And what we're going to talk about is, you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Well, the Marxist socialist sitting in the White House has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy. They're offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and our pretty little princess Stephanie Joy along with us. As you know, we were talking about the Matrix of Liberty, the National Monument to the Forefathers. We went to the Plymouth Rock, and to the left of me was none other than a replica of the Mayflower. But a block and a half away is this monument, and Stephanie, you had just shared with me concerning that monument.
It's the largest standing granite, freestanding monument that's made out of granite in the world.
Now, interestingly enough, Lizard just told us she spent 20 minutes, and the only thing that she could find as a source was Wikipedia. And we know within itself that Wikipedia is not a reliable source in any sense of the word. But
yeah.
why would those in this country ignore such a piece?
You know, it's such a good thing that you said that. A guy was there, he was walking his dog, and he actually told our producer, he said, "Well, I walk by this thing every day, and you guys are coming all the way from Minnesota to see it." It was
No
big deal. You know, he walked by it every day. He didn't realize the history that went along with that monument.
Let me give you a little history. William Bradford said this: "Thus, out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand that made all things of nothing, and gives being to all things that are, and as one small candle shall light 1,000, so the light here kindled has shone unto many, yea, in some sort to our whole nation. Let the glorious name of Jehovah have all the praise." Now, this is engraved on the back panel of the monument. And again, this is on the back, not the front, but most people haven't even seen the front, but I still think it's quite significant, friends. The figures on the monument are to be intended to be read from the top to bottom, so I'm going to take them in course. Beginning with faith on the top. Listen to what I said, friends. Faith on the top.
with her foot on top of the rock. See, what's significant, friends, and symbolic is the fact that she had her foot up on the rock. Her faith overcame. They got to the other side. And then the illustrating both religious internal and civil external liberty that flowed from that faith, which comes from who? The author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. So faith is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot again on Plymouth Rock. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. By the way, the Statue of Liberty actually replaced this monument, for those that did not know. So when you look at the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty, on her left hand is the Declaration of Independence. And in just a couple minutes, I'm going to get over to the Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence. I go on. So again, it's a female standing with one foot on the Plymouth Rock because her faith conquered. Faith overcomes the world, friends. She's holding a open Bible in her left hand with her right hand is lifted up to the heavens. The pilgrims were the children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. By the way, friends, we received this pamphlet right now that I'm highlighting from a secular outlet. Okay, listen again. The pilgrims were the children of the Reformation, your forefathers, friends, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. The creator of this monument, the sculptor, he said, she looks down as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call to them to trust in a higher power. How convenient for them to overlook the Matrix of Liberty. How convenient for them, friends, that rewrite history to just overlook the National Monument to the Forefathers, which, by the way, preceded the Statue of Liberty. But who won the day? The Statue of Liberty, which within itself is rich with Christian heritage. Let me go on. The four base relief scenes beneath each of the seated figures depict scenes from Pilgrim and the Pilgrim's history that illustrate your history, America. And from their departure from Holland, peace treaty with the natives, Mayflower Compact, and their infamous landing on the Plymouth Rock. So the central figure is surrounded by four ancillary figures. Listen to this. Morality that God gives, law that God gives, the education that's derived and extracted from the Bible, which produces nothing but liberty in His Son, Jesus Christ. Seated on the diagonal buttress, each weighing 20 to 25 tons and standing approximately 15 feet in height, they are meant to represent the principles upon which the pilgrims, your forefathers, America, proposed to found their commonwealth, internal religious liberty, morality, and education, and external civil liberty, law and liberty, which are the smaller figures on the sides of each ancillary figures, are meant to amplify the message of the primary ones. Are you ready? Do you want to interject something?
Well, I just want to say, as you're going through, and this might be more important when you're going through, but what you notice, and one of the things is, as you mentioned, there's four kind of sub-statues to the main statue, mm-hmm. which is standing straight up. One of the sub-statues says Liberty on it. And what's interesting, as you noted, is the person who is sitting on top of Liberty is a guarded, an armed kind of soldierly
knight. He's got a sword
knight.
In his hand, yes.
Yeah, so guard your liberty, fight for it, hang on to it, was the message that's being brought. But with all these, you know, different symbols, there it went to the youth and education and so on. I'll let you kind of
finish
that up.
Well, there was symbolism on each statue on all four figures around the main one, which the center was faith.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm going to get to those.
Okay, yep, that
okay, so
good.
Morality is a woman beholding a tablet of the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
My goodness, friends, what is it? How many times do I need to pull out my hair to let you know who you are and where you came from? Listen carefully again. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right.
Wow.
Hey, friends, let me tell you something. The future depends upon how you react to God. Let me say that again. Your future depends upon how you react to God's commandments. And if that wasn't the case, then why are God's Ten Commandments in her hand and Revelations in her right? On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law. I'm getting a witness. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing.
Amen.
I see it with my own eyes.
Amen.
All right. Holding the tablets of the law and looking toward heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. The next figure is education. It's draped a woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth.
That's
the
right.
Next figure is law. It is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice, a woman with scales and a sword and mercy. Listen again. Law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice and mercy. Now listen, what's sandwiched in between justice and mercy? A woman with scales and a sword. I like to share or define that out to be, as I did yesterday at this particular church. What does it say on the side of a cop car? It says peace officers. Now, if they want to establish peace, what do they have to enforce?
The law.
Unto judgment, to establish righteousness and peace. The next figure is liberty. It's a helmeted male draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand. Listen, this is liberty, friends. This particular individual. There was three that we already named: morality, education, and law. The fourth is liberty. He is a helmeted male draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand, and holding a broken chain in his left. What was broken?
Amen.
The chains of tyranny. The figures and niches on the sides of his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny with a king laid low. Listen to me. And tyranny, a king laid low. These are meant to symbolize peace resting upon under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown its power. Did you hear what I said? You want liberty, then you overthrow the power of tyranny. Jace, can I get you over here on the mic really quick? Again, folks, we're broadcasting live, so we are doing this in a way that works as to however it works. What is that on his right shoulder?
The paw of a lion.
Okay, and what does that symbolize?
The King of England. The lion was the symbol of the country of England and the monarchy, the ministry there. So
the lion's hand cut off on his shoulder was the hand of a tyrant.
The skin of the lion was over his back.
Interesting. So in other words, the way that you overthrow liberty and establish... I'm sorry, not the other way around. I'm sorry, guys. The way that you overthrow tyranny is establish liberty through the enforcement of the law. And what comes first? Morality, education, and then law, my friends, to establish liberty.
And the pictures that they show, they're just outstanding because it just, okay, what goes along with education, what goes along with the law? On the side, there's kind of sub-panels, which has the evangelist, as you mentioned, the prophet going back and forth. And it's so interesting that under the liberty is the man who is dressed like a knight. He's always watchful. It's not like once the liberty was established, you can just lay down your sword.
Right.
We have to keep an eye on watchful vigilance because, you know...
Well, what did our forefathers establish after that? They said it is inscripted at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, my friend.
That's right. I believe it was one of our presidents, President Reagan, who said that basically liberty is only one generation away from extinction, meaning we've got to still carry on that baton, pass it to our young people, hold up that torch. But it's just so awesome how all these different things inscribed correlate one with another. You have to have the law. You have to have liberty. You have to have education. They show a picture of the youth. You have to teach it to your youth.
Yes.
It's not like you're just going to, you know, randomly.
It was dedicated to the youth.
Exactly.
Much of it was for the future posterity. And it's also only wisdom within a nation to actually turn and sow into the younger generation. If they don't do that, they're going to be there to curse you. I brought this up in the past. Friends, look at Obamacare if it's not true what I'm saying. If it's not true what the Lord has said, then read Obamacare. Why is there death panels? Because it's the younger generation that this criminal is attempting to use to overthrow the older generation. And by the way, he's also teaching them that they're a democracy along with three preceding presidents, only to overthrow your constitutional republic. Let me go to one of our forefathers, Patrick Henry. He was one of the sons of liberty. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, he said, you are inevitably ruined. Isn't it interesting, friends? This administration is attempting to rule you through oppressive means. That means by force, friends, and rest assured, If you want a peaceful revolution, then you better know your founding documents to overthrow, establish liberty by overthrowing tyranny. And how do you do that? You do that through morality, you do that through education, and you do it through the enforcement of the laws to establish liberty. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, along with my pretty little princess. We're going to be right back after this break. I'm going to read the Mayflower Compact as to what they established when they built this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
It comes as no surprise at all. Stephanie, go ahead and share with the listeners as to what you just told me.
Yeah, my thought was this, is right on the monument, they actually have an inscription that talks about, you know, the title of the monument, the National Monument to the Forefathers, and at the very bottom of that, it says this: it possesses exceptional value in commemorating and illustrating the history of the United States.
Maybe that's why it's kind of just, well, just overlooked just
away.
A little bit here.
It's so interesting because the fact that, as I mentioned, that guy was walking his dog, says, like, I come by here all the time. There was literally no one there when we went there.
Yeah.
We went there. We were the only people there. We were like, wow, the Matrix of Liberty. We were going through, and we were all excited. And this guy passes by it every day, didn't think about it. We were even looking at homes across the street. Can you imagine having your home across the street from the Matrix of Liberty, so on and so forth? It reminded me of the time we were actually out of town. We were at this park, and this park had a situation where a portion was kind of dedicated to our foundations, our founding forefathers, the Liberty Bell replica, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And everyone was passing by wanting to entertain themselves, and they were were overlooking the freedoms and the foundations and the Liberty Bell and what was inscribed on there, proclaiming liberty to the captives, all that good stuff, is people were just wanting to do their own thing and not realizing and recognizing the foundations of our country.
Right.
Much like when you see this, it completely shows you how this country was established, what are the different pillars to establish liberty and freedom. It has to be guarded, so on and so forth. But yet, here it is in the middle of nowhere,
right in
and
front of
nobody
our face.
Cares.
Nope.
You would think you'd build a whole thing around it. The government would want, you know, people to come in and see and so on and so forth. But if you're a tyrannical government or you're doing things that you don't want people to be knowing
about,
why would you?
It's the responsibility still lies with the people that know it's there. And it's their job to make sure that everybody else is aware that that monument is in place. And so we can't accuse the government for what the people have allowed, because the government that we have today is only the reflection of what the American people have tolerated thus far.
That's very true. That's
let me expose the enemy really quick for you. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. Joseph Stalin said this: if we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. But what happens when you're a repairer of the breach? What happens when you point your finger at those things that commemorate our history? Those things that will highlight who we are. Again, where we came from, so we know where we're going. On this monument that we're talking about, the National Monument to the Forefathers, which is in Plymouth, Massachusetts, a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock and the replica of the Mayflower, you'll see this huge matrix of liberty. It is incredible. It's very desolate, friends. It's like many people's Bibles in this country. They have them, but there's enough dust on top of them where you could actually write damnation on them, because they overlook the jewel to men's souls, namely the Bible. And here we are again, scratching the surface for our listeners so you can understand your foundations. You know what it says on this monument? It said, National Monument to the Fathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty. Oh, wait a second. Civil and religious? As if to say they're one and they're all derived from the same creator? Of course! Of course, friends. And here we are talking about the matrix of liberty. Friends, let me go back to the Mayflower Compact. I read this last week, but again, this is what was preceded to the Declaration of Independence. It's a short document, but listen carefully. As so, there's no more doubt or a shadow of a doubt as to what established, who established, and what his name is that established your country. The text of the Mayflower Compact goes as follows. In the name of God, amen. That's how it starts out. Whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects, all the names of the pilgrims were written under these documents. By the way, they are also on the Matrix of Liberty, inscribed on stone for you to see who they were. It goes on, we whose names are underwritten, the loyal subject of our dread sovereign Lord King James, who they departed from, friends, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, defender of the faith, so on and so forth, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these present solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitution, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we have promised all due submission and obedience to their creator, and witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod the 11th of November, and the hereunder subscribed our names again at Cape Cod in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and the Scotland, the 54th anno domini 1620.
Wow, it's amazing. It. As you mentioned, their names are inscribed on there.
Yes.
That's an interesting quote, too. Engraved on the back panel of the monument is a quote by William Bradford that said, thus out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand that made all things of nothing and gives being to all things that are. And as one small candle shall light a thousand, so the light here kindleth hath shone unto many, yea, in some sort to our whole nation, let the glorious name of Jehovah have all the praise. lives. And if you think about this small group of pilgrims, what did they like? I mean, they sacrificed their lives. Half of them died on the voyage once they got there. A lot of mothers actually slept on top of their children because it was so cold during the night, and then the mothers would end up dying because they were preserving their children. This is the sacrifice and the foundations of which we find ourselves in this country. This is the small group who really knew what tyranny was all about. They came across. They wanted their own religion. They were Puritans.
Yes,
they wanted freedom to serve God, how they wanted to serve God as Jehovah, so on and so forth. And this is that tiny little seed, that one little light, as William Bradford just said in his quote, that shine a thousand. Now we're walking in tremendous light and liberty because of the sacrifice of these brave few who just really gave it all up so that they could start here and have freedom to worship God.
Okay, so we hit the Mayflower. I'm sorry. We hit the Plymouth Rock. We hit the replica of the Mayflower, which was interesting within itself.
Mm-hmm.
Aside of that, we highlighted the national monuments to our forefathers. Now, we also spent a little time at John Adams's house, the second president of the United States.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, what did we find out about John Adams, his son, John Quincy Adams? What did he used to do at 4
well,
o'clock in the morning?
Well, I was just going
to
bring that up.
They weren't shy to tell us,
of
neither.
Of course, yeah. We're going to this, you know, secular tour. This is not a religious service or anything. He mentioned the truth of what he did at 4 o'clock in the morning. John Quincy Adams would get up and he would read his Bible for 2 hours every morning before he would do his other things. So we're looking at the foundations of this country, and also we sat in the church of which, you know, John
Quincy it used to be
attended.
Braintree, now it's Quincy, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and there was basically erection of these monuments that had been established in the church, and John Quincy established one for his father and for his mother, and he knew that basically his father was talking about the judgment of his God.
Yeah, there's
the
no
independence
question.
Of and to the judgment of his God, this house will be witness to his piety, this town his birthplace, to this magnificence history of his patriotism, posterity to the depth and basically the compass of his mind.
There's no question. Your forefathers, when you look at George Washington, the American people acknowledge George Washington as the apostle to this country.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at John Adams, who no doubt, no shadow of a doubt in my mind, was a prophet, and that was only a confirmation.
That's
God
right.
is known by the judgments that he executed. They said he was a very strict, religious, godly man, him and Abigail, which was interesting within itself again. But what's also interesting about John Adams was the fact that when you look at the foundation of what he established, what is our enemies fighting up against? What our forefathers established? I also thought it was interesting that when we went inside the church, where they actually we sat in their booth, John Quincy Adams' booth, there was very few people there, friends.
Yes.
Very few people
yep.
there. But in saying that, we sat down, we listened for 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer than that, of a guide that continuously said and if she just said it one more time, I'd have threw a tomato at her. Did I just say that on live radio?
No, you're not really supposed to say that on live radio.
But the point was, I don't want to strain at the gnat. I want to get to the camel, and the camel is what we're going after in this particular situation. But when you look at John Adams, no question he was a prophet. They called him Thomas Jefferson, the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You have the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. It's 1 Corinthians 12:28 to a T, friends. This is how the church should be established. But when you look at the quotes coming out of John Adams' mouth, and Thomas Jefferson rightly named him the Colossus of Independence,
that's right.
That is a prophet. And when I seen that inscription, I said, I told you so,
yep.
Because God is known by the judgments that he executes. Justice and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. That is the God of the Bible, friends. He is a just God. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God, and he is a good God. And his people declared exactly who he was, and we are established on what they gave us today, still bearing witness to the fact that this is a Christian nation.
And you know, one thing that I did notice is they did mention that John Adams was not popular, and John Quincy Adams was not popular. A lot
really?
Of times when you're fighting the good fight, and you're the Colossus of Independence, and you got to rally up the troops for a common cause, yeah. you're not going to be very popular.
Is that why they killed the prophets?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he was not very popular. But look at what we have here today. We've got a whole city. We've got a whole nation that's been changed. Look at the service of John Quincy Adams and also of John Adams.
Yep.
If it was not for their sacrifices, John Adams said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie Joy, our pretty little princess, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in 23, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.